السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I still in the topic of Ikhlas, and something came in my heart, I want to share it with you. When you study about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan. By this way, Ihsan is the highest level. And when he asked him what is Ihsan, is to worship Allah like you see Allah. And if you cannot see Allah, Allah is seeing you. How we put this in perspective? If my Iman is alive, do you think I will carry negativity and things against people? If my Iman is alive, do you think I want to go to Salah and I'm not aware about what can prevent my Salah to be accepted? Do you aware Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said every week the angel carries a book of all the good deed of the person to Allah and Allah look at it except of two. They said, who is this to, Ya Rasulullah? He said, a person, qata rahim, a person, he deny the relationship between him and his family, or a person have a shahna between him and his brother, meaning somebody carry something in his chest against somebody else, meaning a brother or not brother, sister in Islam. Anything we have against someone in our heart, this can prevent our good deed from being accepted. To eat halal is important. To get away from haram is important. By this way, when you study the topic, how many actions can prevent your good deed of being accepted? Do we care? Do we really care? By this way, if my Iman is alive, if my Ikhlas between me and Allah is alive, do I delay good deed? Do really I delay good deed? One brother came to me. May Allah be with him and give him hidayah and save him. He's a businessman, him and his family, multimillionaire. And he's the one, he asked me the question, not me. He said to me, why, when I have a business deal and a good news about making money, I get happy. But I have no feeling for good deed like the same. I said, it's a musibah. It's a musibah. This meaning loving dunya. Anything, any news about dunya, we happy. But the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have the opposite. The real good news, when Allah allow me to be a good dealer, when Allah allow me to love him, when Allah allow me to serve him, when Allah allow me to use me for sabilillah, anything toward akhirah, it should make me happy. What happened if our feeling about dunya is high, our feeling about akhirah not even equal, not even 10%? Is this called ikhlas? By the way, if we fail the ikhlas between our relationship between us and Allah, you think we will have ikhlas between each other? You think you will have even ikhlas in good deed? Look at good deed. Study good deed. And how many actions can prevent your good deed being accepted? How many actions can make your good deed being rejected? That's why today we want to do good deed, but we do not want to verify, purify, and make sure our good deed accepted by Allah. This is why you find out sometimes we do a lot of good deeds, but has no reflection of our life. I asked this question to one scholar. I met him long time ago, maybe 30, 35 years ago. You know what he said? Which this a lot of evidence about that. If your good deed accepted by Allah, it make you close to Allah. You love Allah most. You love to do good deed more. It humble you. It make you close to Akhirah. It make your heart love Akhirah. Love to meet Allah. It make your worship has a feeling. It's not a duty. It make you love every moment to spend for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reflect your behavior, your heart. Do you think at this time now, I want to leave a dirt in my heart? I always tell people in my life, if you claim you have a good heart and clean heart, why are you complaining and coming with negativity after 1 month, 2 months, 1 year? I see it all over. Look what's happening in Syria and Iraq. I was listening to one sheikh yesterday, and he said, look what's going on. It's not a fiqh question. It's not a misunderstanding. It's not a division of understanding in the nafs and high and arrogant and ego destroy us. Is not the knowledge. And again, this tawfiq from Allah. You remember when one scholar, they asked him, what is the ikhlas of making dua? He said, to keep calling Allah with your dua. Can I want to Jannah and forget Jannah in my dua? Can I? Can I want to love Allah and I forget to even ask Allah to love me? Or I love Him? By the way, if you forget the dua and the things you want, you have no ikhlas. By the way, what is the sign of the ikhlas of the dua, the continuation? You will never forget. Because the things you really want, you desire, and you love, you cannot forget. If you forget, no, something wrong with your love and your feeling. And this meaning, it has no ikhlas of the relationship with Allah. By the way, ikhlas is not one word. You give me a question, I give you an answer 5 minutes. No. Ikhlas is a journey. It reflects in everything you have in your life. And it reflects in your behavior, in your action, and your reaction. It reflects in your desire. It reflects in what you want, what you love, what you dislike. It's a journey. It's a journey. And the one Allah love, who give him ikhlas. The one Allah he love, he give him tawfiq to have ikhlas. Because ikhlas, you see, what is ikhlas? Sincerity. What is sincerity? The purity of your intention. What the reflection? The sidq, the truthfulness of your action. The truthfulness of your thought in your love and your feeling, again, is a journey. Is a journey. I call it journey of Iman. And the journey of Iman will lead you to Ikhlas, and the Ikhlas lead you to Ihsan. And all this, you cannot do it with arrogance. You cannot do it with ego. You cannot do it with garbage in the heart. I call it garbage because it's garbage. Call it disease of the heart, misconception, doubt, you name it, envy, jealousy, anything, miss against Allah, meaning you mislike, Allah dislike it and hate it, we should get away from it. And anything please Allah, we do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make us mu'mineen, mukhlasin, mukhlasin, muhsineen. آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is a journey of مجاهدة, a journey of struggle. That's why when one early scholar said, what is the ultimate tawfiq and gift Allah can give us? He said, to allow you ride your nafs, not your nafs riding you. Unless your nafs become like a slipper and you riding your nafs, this is the ultimate gift you can do. Otherwise, your nafs riding you. That's where everything will be according to your nafs. This is why you can see the verse in Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَى. Did you see the one who follow his desire and make it his own Lord? Allahu Akbar. It can lead you to a state of shirk. This is just a glimpse about the topic of ikhlas. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. I always, oh Allah, save me from the evil of myself, because I'm the enemy of myself. Unless I butcher the enemy of myself, the evil of myself, I'm not going anywhere. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.